Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Few people would disagree with the fact that the issue of jihad has become a very hotly debated issue these days. And there are a number of issues which arise within this concept which must be understood very clearly amongst Muslims so that they have a better understanding of this all-important divine directive. Now, one of these belligerent intents of Muslim regarding jihad also relates to suicide bombing, and it is related as a weapon of jihad. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that the Quran says that using a suicide bomber to kill innocent people is something which is an absolutely uncalled for act. It is a blatant violation of the sanctity which human life occupies. The Quran says, "Man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin aw fasadin fil ard fakaannama qatala an-nasa jami'a wa man ahyaha fakaannama ahya an-nasa jami'a." He who killed a human being without the latter being guilty of killing another human being or being guilty of spreading disorder in the land should be looked upon as if he had killed the whole mankind. So the Quran is absolutely clear. It says that one cannot at all take the life of any other Muslim. Any innocent civilian killed in this manner is an absolutely blatant violation of the Islamic law. So therefore, Muslims are not allowed in any manner to do this, to indulge in such a violent and in such a ghastly act. Now, there are people who justify this suicide bombing by saying that it's like sending innocent people to paradise, that if we kill innocent people, then this collateral damage should be understood to mean that these people who have been killed, of course, the perpetrators or the people who they wanted to kill have been sent to hell, but the innocent people which have been killed as a result have nothing to do with this collateral damage, and they are in fact being rewarded with paradise. So in fact, in other words, they are playing God. They are discharging the duties of God by saying that they are sending people to heaven. No person has this authority or right to send people to heaven or to kill people. And as I said in this verse, it is absolutely clear that Muslims cannot take the lives of other Muslims. Now, there are other people also who at times justify killing innocent civilians of non-Muslims by saying that killing non-Muslim civilians is also a great jihad. First of all, it needs to be realized that jihad against a non-Muslim country or some other country cannot be conducted by individual people, cannot be conducted by individuals who set out for this job. It is something which relates to the state, which relates to the country to which a person belongs. So individual groups in guerrilla warfare or individual suicide bombers, they cannot at all wage war with the enemy country. Now, even in this case, they have to realize that what they are doing is that they are killing civilians. In even such cases, what Islam says and what the Quran is explicit about is that one cannot take the lives of innocent people, even if we are at war against such a country. The only people whom one can wage war is against the combatants, people who fight with you. Innocent people who have nothing to do with jihad or with this war cannot be touched at all. So in short, one can summarize this whole viewpoint and say that suicide bombing is absolutely forbidden, taking innocent lives is absolutely forbidden, and if a person justifies this suicide bombing by saying that he is sending people to paradise by killing innocent people, then he's in fact taken up the role of God himself, which he has no right to do. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ